Spencer Park in the town of DeMont is basically the main street of the town of just under 3,000. Everybody meets here for events and for kids to let off steam. Fairly often now, the sound of kids playing is replaced by kids screaming because this old beat-up park equipment is no longer up to code.
The standards for playground equipment have changed so much that it almost takes the fun out of it, but it's the whole intention is to keep the kids safe from fall slides to whether or not the equipment can potentially hit a child. So the standards that we have are much more strict than back in the 60s and 70s when we first installed this equipment.
It's made Jenny Jonkman, Leanne Dauphin, and Sylvia Stout approach the park to find out what they can do to build a new park. So these three parents got together to raise the money needed, some $200,000. They started Friends of DeMont Parks. They were able to get some manufacturers to give them discounts, and they'll be saving money because volunteers will do the labor. They have their own stories about why they started the campaign.
I have a 5-year-old son, so for 5 years I've been taking my son here to play because this is like the main park in our town. And I was concerned about the condition of the park and the safety. Okay, the first thing that really catches my eye is the three slides here and the wooden structure, because it's literally rotting right now and the wood's splitting. There's concrete exposed, which is not supposed to be. There's no surfacing for protection from falls and such. And definitely the gaps on the playground where children can easily, I've seen children fall from the structure here. So this is my main concern here that bothers me.
I want to create a park that's safe for children to play at and a place for kids to be able to come play, be kids, spend time outside, because so many kids nowadays are, you know, always inside on their phones and tablets and everything else. And I just want them to be kids and have fun and make great memories. When I was a young girl, my mom actually worked for the town of DeMont, and I actually spent my whole childhood at this park. And I have a lot of really good memories here, and I just really hope that, you know, I can create those memories for other kids and my kids as well. What bothers me a lot is they're fun, but the slides are metal, and when it's extremely hot out, they burn your legs. I remember when I was a little girl playing on those slides and them being so hot, feeling like they were burning my legs. That's what bothers me most about the small playground set for like the little toddlers, because I mean, when it's 90 degrees outside, you could probably boil an egg on those. They're so hot. And just to think that kids are out here in the summertime in shorts going down those slides, it burning their little skin. And the other thing that bothers me is just the wood rotting, the concrete being exposed. And it's kind of scary to watch my kid go down the tornado slide. I'm scared that she's gonna fly over the edge and fall off of it. So, and I guess the other thing that is very important to me is allowing children that are ADA accessible, or you know, handicapped, to be able to play on our playground, because right now they can't do anything here besides sit and watch other kids play. So, and parents as well. I have friends that are in wheelchairs and that would love to go to the park with their children and play with them, and they can't. And so that would be huge to our community.
It is a big deal, you know, and just like I said, when we drive that 30 minutes with the two-year-old, by the time I get to the destination park, she's asleep. So then I spend the rest of the time in the parking lot with her napping, and then I just drive home, you know. So I want it to be less than a 5-minute commute. And when I say, let's go to the park, she's ready and steady, you know, on her drive. Are we there yet? And then, you know, next thing she's asleep. So the biggest thing is to have a local park for the community to enjoy.
Right now they have $159,000 and they're trying to reach a July 5th deadline so they can knock down the old park and rebuild the new one.
But if we want to do more with the park and add more to the park, it's around $200,000.
They can go to townofdemont.com and we have a donation page, and that right now is linking them to the patronicity.com page so that they can help, so that we can get a match, because if we get $25,000 of donation, we'll get a match of another $25,000. But after that campaign is completed, we will also have another link, because the DeMott Friends of the Park have created a fund through the Jasper Foundation so that money given to them, we can go straight to the parks.
This is going to be a really cool park.
In DeMont, Stephen Lattimore, Lakes Republic Radio.